Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the end of the song? Against the Marlins.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
That's how bad he is against the NL East, especially on the road. So, you know, Mets offense, they were able to come back on Friday and beat the Marlins. When I'm telling them what happened. Well, in any case, you know, they scored some runs. Yeah, right. That was David Wright's first game back after a while, after going on DL with that collision with Ike Davis.
All right, David Wright's back. How do you feel about that?
I feel good. He's back. I mean, he hit a 2-run home run, which gave the Mets the lead. But unfortunately, Bobby Parnell blew it today, and how it is on the road, you know, they had a 4-3 lead. The Marlins was leading, 3-1 on the Mets, and then
right.
afterwards, David Wright hit a 2-run home run in the top of the eighth for Mets to take the 4-3 lead. But Bobby Parnell, he gave up a solo home run to Logan Morrison.
Wow.
And then afterwards, later in that inning, he gives up the game-winning hit. And then afterwards, as horrible as it is on the road, when the team comes back on the eighth, and then the next bottom inning is the ninth, and the closer comes in 1-2-3 and shut down the door.
Man.
And that's the ball game. So Mets lose 2 out of 3. They win the first game, lose the second game. With Chris Capuano on the mound on Saturday. Mets, we're losing by 5 on Saturday. And Duda and Reyes went back-to-back on the closer, but they were still down by 3, and that was the ball game on Saturday night. So to recap, Mets win Friday night, lose Saturday, and lose today. And, the Mets, they gave Beltran a nice little standing ovation on Thursday, which is most likely his last game at Citi Field because he's getting just like at one point there was 10 teams interested in Beltran, but it looks like it's narrowed down to 5 right now. So
they're gonna trade him or something right now?
They're most likely gonna trade him. By next week.
Wow.
Because next Sunday is the deadline. So by next week, the MLB deadline. That's the way it is.
What's your favorite Beltran moment?
Well, it's definitely not your favorite moment, Game 7 of the 2006 NLCS when he struck out looking to Wainwright.
That's your favorite moment?
No, I said it's not your moment. That would be probably your moment.
Oh.
My favorite Beltran moment. Well, you know what? Now I just remembered. It would have to be his walk-off home run off Isringhausen in 06. Which is, funny enough, Isringhausen is his current teammate right now because Isringhausen is the closer after they traded away Reyes. I mean, not Reyes.
Right.
God forbid that. I'm talking about A-Rod.
I don't know about you, but Beltran was much better when he had Delgado batting in front of him.
Absolutely.
Delgado provided him protection, you know?
Yeah, 06 was... 06 was easily everybody's best year.
Yeah.
It was kind of like 99 for the Mets, you know, with Piazza, Ventura,
Olerud.
Well, yeah, those guys had their best years, you know, with the Mets on that team. But you know, they got to the NLCS, but unfortunately they couldn't, you know, beat the Braves and Cardinals respectively.
Yeah.
To get to the championships. To the World Series, but they have arguably the best statistic seasons, in Mets history, but
yeah.
Fortunately they didn't amount to anything.
Well, you know, Beltran did have his, you know, his best year was in 2006.
Yep.
He did have his ups and he did have his downs.
Yep, he definitely had his ups and downs for real. I mean, as a Mets fan, I mean, you know, I like Beltran as a player. He seemed like a, you know, a real nice guy. But the problem with him is, like, this guy is so talented. Sometimes you feel like, you know, this guy, I mean, he's better than what he's showing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because he does, kind of like, you know, Alomar. It's like, you know, who got, you know, inducted with Bert Blyleven and today, you know, at the Hall of Fame. So congratulations to both of those guys.
Did he finally, did Alomar finally announce he has HIV?
I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw parts of it. I probably seen maybe 2 to 5 minutes of his entire speech.
Well, but he definitely looks healthy. I did see part of it too, and he definitely looks healthy. But
yeah, he looked the same.
But you know, after two women have accused him of having unprotected sex with them, knowing that he has HIV, I mean, this guy, he's freaking turning double plays on and off the field.
Well, hopefully for his sake and, you know, his ex-girlfriend or wife, whoever she was or they were, hopefully, you know, if that was in the case he has it, then hopefully they don't have it either. But
man, if two people come forward and say that you have HIV, come on, you have it.
You have a point there. You have a point there.
Oh, well, let's just celebrate. You know, he did get inducted today. You know, he is one of the greatest second basemen of all time. No doubt about that. But the negative, the downside about his career was, you know, with the Mets.
Absolutely.
When his T-cells were decreasing.
What was that? What did you say?
His T-cells, when he was with the Mets, his T-cells were decreasing.
Oh, my God. I knew you're not going there.
What? Am I lying? That's why he wasn't playing good with the Mets.
That would be a logical reason, because
yeah,
there's no other reason why he had a complete drop like that. I mean, before he came to the Mets, I mean, he was, you know, a lot of people were saying was the best, you know, second baseman of all time.
Yeah, and you were hyped about it.
Yeah, and funny thing, I mean, back in the days, man, when he came, I mean, I always heard of a great player he was, but then when I found out we got him, you know, I did research on the guy, you know, his accomplishments, I got hyped. I even did a term paper or something like that?
A presentation, yeah.
I was like,
I remember.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, I was in the hype. You know, I got hyped up that, you know, hey, maybe this is the year Mets, you know, might put it together. But unfortunately, that was the worst team money can buy part two.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, all I know, Piazza better get checked.
Come on, man.
I'm kidding around.
Well, the Yankees need to get checked because every time, the only time he played good as a Met was against you guys. That was his World Series right there.
Well, like I told you last week, the Yankees seem to energize AIDS patients.
But, back to the Beltran thing, you know, the guy, you know, he had so much talent, but it seemed like sometimes, you know, he wouldn't go after, you know, a ball. He plays back and he just let a ball drop on him, even with runners in, you know, scoring position. Like, he don't hustle the way, you know, at times that you think a player of his caliber would play.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this year you can't argue with the way he played. I mean, he played well. I mean, but you know, he's most likely gonna get traded.
Yeah, well, hopefully he goes to a contender.
Well, that's what he has, a no trade clause, so definitely he's going to to a contender.
Yeah,
most likely it's gonna be Braves or Phillies or Rangers, Giants. No, who knows?
What's Beltran's numbers anyway?
I think he has like 15 or 16 home runs. Say about 63 RBIs, a 280 batting average.
Oh, not bad. So he's doing pretty good this year.
Yeah, he's
so,
probably one.
So how about team? So how about team out in contention?
Yeah. And you know, if that's do the trade, both, you know, Alderson and Beltran didn't rule out that they'd sign him, you know, at the end of the, you know, next year.
Yeah.
But that rarely happens. I mean, once a person gets treated from a team, that player rarely comes back unless if he's Cliff Lee.
Right.
We'll just have to wait. But how did your Yankees do?
Well, it was a nail biter today, but the Yankees pulled it out. Mariano closed the game. We won a 7-5. Brandon had a big day today. A 2-run home run. And who pitched today? Colon. Colon pitched good today.
Mm-hmm.
As he has been, you know, all of the season.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Yankees win. We're trying to keep pace with the Red Sox, who are now 3 games ahead of us. Doesn't seem like Red Sox are losing at all these days.
Yep.
Especially when they're playing sucky teams like the Mariners, who've lost like 14 or 15 games in a row or something like that.
Yeah, ridiculous though.
Is Ichiro still on that team?
I believe so. Isn't he going to be a free agent this year? I know it's trash.
Well, I don't want him.
I don't think anybody's going to go after that guy. I mean, the guy's still hitting, but I mean, he's a diva.
Yeah, all he does is just get you singles and doubles.
Yeah.
I could get singles and doubles.
Yep. What was I going to say?
He's a little bitch.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I'm trying to think, what was I going to say? Right. The Yankees, they bounced back from yesterday. They lost 4-3.
Yeah.
Their former Japanese sensation, Godzilla, Hideki Matsui hit something that he always usually hits in a Yankee uniform, a game-winning home run.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, in the ninth, Saturday, Yankees, a weird at bat. I mean, they cut it close to 4-3. But then, he called for timeout, but the referee, not the referee, the umpire didn't give it to him, and then he swings at the pitch and comes out to end the game.
Yeah. Bounce back today. Matsui had a good game today. He was 5-for-5 today. So. But unfortunately, they lost. We won.
So what was the series? You guys won 2 out of 3, I believe, right? Because you won like 17-7 the Friday, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys won 2 out of 3.
Yeah. So we just have to keep pace with the Red Sox, you know. These crappy teams have to help us out. So good, good game. We're waiting until A-Rod comes back. And that might be maybe 3 weeks away or 4 weeks away, whatever it is. So, but we're doing just fine without him right now.
Yep, you guys are definitely doing all right with him, that's for sure.
Yep.
But, switching gears with the NFL, the owners, they ratified their version of the deal, and now it's up to the players to vote on whether or not they're gonna agree to the deal, which... I'm reading rumors that that's most likely they're gonna revise it.
They better freaking come to an agreement soon because
I know it's getting ridiculous, man.
You want their football, damn it!
I know, enough is enough.
Same thing with basketball. So.
Yeah, basketball, they just started, man, with this crap. They're not going to fix the situation anytime soon if they ever will this year.
Well, you know, a lot of players saying if the season doesn't start on time, they're going to go play in Europe.
Yeah, but the players got to be smart to have an opt-out option that if the season does continue that they could leave, they could opt out and play for America. You know?
I'm sure that's the agreement with these European teams. Like Darren Williams, he signed a contract with one of those European teams. So
yeah,
I'm sure if the NBA season does start, he'll be able to leave.
Yeah,
I mean they're not gonna hold him hostage or anything, you know.
Well, if they don't have an opt out in the contract. It is going to be impossible if these players aren't smart enough to put that option in there.
Yeah. If I had to play for a European team, it would probably be for an Italian team. Because there's a lot of good-looking girls in Italy.
Yeah,
the Italian cheerleaders.
I guess that's what D'Antoni played there, and Kobe Bryant's dad, Jelly Bean Bryant, played there too. So,
ciao bella.
Pushing up on your Italian.
I took Italian in college.
Yeah, I remember.
Three stressful courses. Say arrivederci to America.
They get paid in euros, I would assume, right?
I think so.
I think that's their currency.
I want to get paid in vagina.
But that's another story for another time. But going lastly to WWE, CM Punk, he crashed the Comic-Con.
What the hell does CM Punk want?
He crashed the Comic-Con. They were having, like, this WWE, press conference. Triple H, Rey Mysterio, and trying to remember who else was there. Because I was reading online. Bret Hart, And he walks in. There's a video on it on YouTube. And he was talking on the bullhorn, the microphone, and he was saying that how, you know, I'm trying to remember what he was saying. He was pretty much, you know, challenging Mysterio that, you know, that he's gonna fight for the title on Monday, but, you know, that CM Punk is the real champion, and anytime he wants to face him, from the come to Chicago.
Man, CM Punk doesn't even have no title, man.
he did win it on. He won it on the Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank.
Yeah, but the next night, the man took it back.
Actually, he still has the title that he won on that night.
Oh, he still does?
Yeah, they just made a replica of that the title that he won.
Oh.
So he does have because what happened, they were going to do a screw job. Oh, yeah, because we didn't talk about what happened on Money in the Bank.
Okay.
CM Punk, he won the title, but whatchamacallit, Vince McMahon was going to do a Montreal screw job on CM Punk. So he got
really?
His own. Yeah, he was going to do it. So he got him and John Laurinaitis, or however you pronounce the guy's name, he's like his right hand man.
Mm-hmm.
And they were gonna go tell the referee. Vince told him to go tell the referee to call the thing, but just before you did it, John Cena knocks out the guy, and then afterwards, I guess John Cena turns around and then he gets BTS. That's how he wins the title. So then afterwards, you know, everybody's celebrating. And then afterwards, Vince McMahon calls Alberto Del Rio to cash in his money in the bank that he won earlier that day, that night.
Mm.
So Alberto Del Rio was going to cash it in. But before Alberto Del Rio could cash it in, CM Punk kicks him in the face and runs out of. He sits on top of the barricade, you know, for the stand, blows Vince McMahon a kiss and runs into the crowd with the title.
Funny.
And also earlier that night, Daniel Bryan also won the SmackDown Money in the Bank, which I thought Wade Barrett was gonna win.
Yeah.
But the most important thing that happened was, other than, you know, the CM Punk situation was a match between Christian and Randy Orton. And apparently they had a good match, but it ended in, crummy fashion because I'm trying to remember what Christian spit. I think he spit water in Orton's face, which pissed Randy Orton off. And then Randy Orton low blowed him in the crotch. He kicked him in the crotch, you know, a low blow and got disqualified. But
wow. Since
there was a contract, there was a stipulation in the contract that Christian could win by pinfall, submission, or disqualification. So via disqualification, Christian is the new World Heavyweight Champion and second time champion. And
yep.
Apparently Randy Orton went crazy and RKO'd him twice onto the table, to the announce table, but I don't even know if it broke the second time either. But I didn't see it. The first time he did the RKO, it didn't break. Then he did it again, but I don't know if it broke the second time. Now, apparently Vince backstage was pissed off, but most people didn't see Vince's reaction, you know. Because Vince wasn't there at that time, you know, in the public.
Now Christian has a title for his peeps.
Yeah, but he's a villain now. So
he's been a villain.
Yeah, so now he calls the peeps, you know, idiots and morons and stuff like that.
Yeah. Which they are, by the way.
But, Money in the Bank looked like, probably the best pay-per-view event this year.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either, but I read the results.
Yeah, I was shocked when you told me that CM Punk won it. I was expecting John Cena to win it.
Yeah, I thought John Cena was going to win it, too.
Yeah.
That's all good. But lastly, you did break to me yesterday that, unfortunately, Amy Winehouse died. Rest in peace for her.
Yes. She was once a WWE champion, wasn't she?
Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthews, playing my mom. See you guys next week.